Okay, let's unpack this. We talk a lot about the attention economy, right? Everyone fighting for eyeballs. But I want to start today with a concept that kind of flips that on its head. It's called content saturation.
It's a fascinating place to start.
Yeah.
And the idea comes from one of our sources today, the Auto Content API documentation. And the premise is that the barrier to entry for content, it isn't distribution anymore. That battle is over.
Right.
Spotify, YouTube, TikTok, they have infinite shelf space. You can upload 10,000 hours of video today if you want. The pipe is infinite.
The pipe is infinite, but filling the pipe, that's the nightmare. It's that linear trap. One human, 1 hour, you get one piece of content. And that brings us to the subject of today's deep dive. We are looking at a specific company, CarePaths, and exploring how they can solve this saturation problem using a tool called Auto Content API.
And this is a really interesting pairing. On one side, you have CarePaths. Based on their site, they are a comprehensive behavioral health EHR. That's Electronic Health Record and Practice Management System. They cater to psychiatrists, psychologists, social workers. I mean, basically, the people keeping our mental health infrastructure running.
Right. And looking at their promise, simple, all-in-one, affordable, they handle everything. Claims, scheduling, teletherapy, and this really specific thing they call measurement-based care. But here's the reality check. They are operating in a market that is just absolutely brutal.
It is.
You've got these venture-backed giants like BetterHelp spending millions on ads. If you're CarePaths, how do you even compete for attention?
That is the billion-dollar question. And it brings us to the tool, Auto Content API. Now, they pitch themselves not just as a content creator, but as an industrial engine. The source material explicitly calls it the Notebook LM API alternative for enterprise use.
Hold on, let's pause there because Notebook LM is the buzzword of the year. I use it, I love it. I throw a PDF in, it gives me a summary. Why do we need an alternative? What's the difference?
Think of Notebook LM as a kind of walled garden. It's a consumer tool. You, the human, have to log in, you have to drag a file, wait for it to process, and then read the output. It's totally manual.
Okay.
Auto Content API is headless. It lives in the code. It means CarePaths doesn't have a human logging in to make a podcast. Their server makes the podcast the second a new article is published. It transforms content creation from a task you do on a Tuesday to a system logic that just runs 24/7.
Okay, so it's the difference between a craftsman making one beautiful chair and an assembly line making 10,000.
Precisely. And for a company like CarePaths, that distinction is probably the only way they survive the content war.
So the mission today is to see what happens when you plug that industrial engine into a platform like CarePaths. Let's look at the first massive hurdle, getting noticed. CarePaths has these incredible features. I was reading about AI session summaries and NC Connex compatibility, but how does a busy social worker in Chicago even know that exists?
Traditionally, you hire an army. To market effectively across all channels, you'd need what? An editorial team for blogs, audio for podcasts, video for YouTube.
And a social team for all those vertical clips on TikTok or Reels.
Right.
And that is expensive. I mean, prohibitively expensive for anyone who isn't a tech giant.
Oh, absolutely. The source data mentions that professional video production for short-form content, and we're talking good quality, can range from $3,000 to $10,000 per project. Even just outsourcing a single podcast episode can cost you anywhere from $100 to like $15,000.
Yikes. So if CarePaths wants to run a campaign explaining measurement-based care and they want to be on TikTok, LinkedIn, and Spotify, they're looking at a bill that could, bankrupt a small department.
Yes. But this is where Auto Content API introduces content
Hi,
transformations.
Albert.
It's not generating fluff from thin air, it's taking what CarePaths already has. They have a section on their site called Therapy Resources and a blog called Insights. With this API, they can take those text resources and instantly transform them into multimedia.
I want to zoom in on the video shorts endpoint that was mentioned in the source, because we all know vertical video is king right now. But honestly, editing those things is a slog.
It's a massive bottleneck, cutting a 60-second clip, syncing the captions so they pop at the right time, finding stock footage that doesn't look cheesy. That's maybe 4 hours of work for a human editor. The Auto Content API does it programmatically. CarePaths can feed in a blog post about trends in teletherapy, and the API just churns out a vertical video.
But wait, is it just like a slideshow with a robot voice? Because if I see that on TikTok, I scroll past immediately.
No, and that's the key. We're talking faceless videos with AI avatars.
Yeah.
The API generates the script, it creates an avatar, maybe a professional-looking clinician. Handles the lip syncing and adds those dynamic subtitles automatically.
Okay, but let's play devil's advocate for a second. Is quantity really a strategy? Just because you can make 1,000 videos, should you? Doesn't that just spam the feed?
That's a valid fear, but you have to look at the economics of it. It uses a credit system. A short video consumes roughly 400 credits. On their business plan, that works out to about 4 euros.
4 euros versus $3,000.
Exactly. Think about the asymmetry here. Usually, to compete with a giant like BetterHelp, you need a $1 million media budget. But if CarePaths can produce high-fidelity content for 4 euros a pop, they essentially democratize their own marketing. They can afford to fail.
I see where you're going with this. It's about testing.
It's creative testing at scale. That's the term. CarePaths can take one topic, say digital front door, and generate 20 different video variations. Different hooks, different avatars, different scripts. They post them all. 19 might totally flop,
But one goes viral.
but one goes viral. And because it only costs them 80 euros to make all 20, the ROI on that one winner is astronomical.
So they can just flood the zone, see what resonates with psychiatrists versus what works for counselors, and then double down on the winner. It shifts the strategy from betting the farm on one big ad to what? Evolutionary survival of the fittest content.
Exactly.
Okay, so you've flooded the zone, you've got their attention, the social worker signs up for CarePaths, now you have a new problem, retention. How do you teach them to actually use the software? Because measurement-based care sounds important, but it also sounds like homework.
It is complex. It involves tracking outcomes, using data to inform treatment, and this highlights a huge gap in how professionals learn today. Therapists are incredibly busy. They have back-to-back sessions. They do not have time to sit and read a 20-page PDF manual on clinical documentation.
I feel that. I haven't read a manual in 10 years. If it's not in my ears while I'm doing the dishes, I'm probably not consuming it.
And that is the audio revolution. This is where that whole notebook LM API alternative branding really matters. CarePaths can set up a workflow using tools like Make.com or Zapier, where every single time they publish a new help article, the API automatically generates a podcast episode about it.
But hold on, we're talking about medical professionals here. Do doctors really want to listen to two AI agents chatting about claims and accounting? Does that actually work, or is it just a gimmick?
It's a fair question. But you have to think about the alternative. The alternative is a wall of text. The multi-speaker dynamics that the API offers allow for, like a Socratic dialogue. One agent plays the curious host, the other plays the expert. They can break down the e-prescriber feature into a conversation.
So they basically act out the user's confusion.
Exactly. The host agent can ask, "But wait, how do I actually bill for this?" And the expert agent explains it. It makes dry, technical content bingeable. If a nurse practitioner can listen to a 10-minute dialogue about the new AI session summary feature while driving to the clinic, they're far more likely to actually use it than if they just got an email link to a PDF.
So it's about meeting the user where they are, marketing shorts to get them in, educational podcasts to keep them engaging. But what about when things go wrong? Support tickets, the bane of every SaaS company's existence.
Support is where the profit margin goes to die. If you have to pay a human to answer the same question about how to reset my password 500 times a day, you're just losing money. This brings us to the explainer video's endpoint.
How is this different from the marketing videos we talked about?
It's horizontal, usually, and it's derived directly from a URL. CarePaths can feed the API the URL for their help page on using the patient portal. The API crawls that specific page and generates a 60 to 90 second video tutorial.
That is wild. So they don't even need to write a script.
No. The API parses the instructions on the page. Step one, click here. Step two, upload file, and turns it into a visual guide.
And the business value there seems pretty obvious.
It's threefold. First, SEO. Google loves video. It increases dwell time, how long people stay on your page. Second, it reduces support tickets. If a user sees a video right there, they watch it instead of emailing support.
And third,
Conversion. Putting these explainer videos on landing pages increases trust. It shows the user exactly what they are buying before they sign up. And importantly, the source mentions you can bake custom branding into the scenes.
right, so it doesn't look like generic stock footage.
You can put the CarePaths logo on the wall in the background. You can choose avatars that match the demographic, a diverse range of ages and ethnicities to match the profile of marriage and family therapists. It feels bespoke, even though it's generated by a machine.
It really is an industrial engine. It's cranking out assets that used to take days in just a few minutes. But I want to pivot to something that makes a company really stand out: thought leadership. CarePaths isn't just selling software. They want to be a partner to these therapists.
This is where we need to talk about the deep research endpoint. And this is distinct from just generating text. This uses agents powered by models like Gemini or OpenAI to actually browse the live web.
So it's not just hallucinating, it's looking for actual facts.
It browses reputable sources, it cross-references claims, and it synthesizes the findings. For CarePaths, this unlocks what they call recurring research tasks.
Recurring research, so like a digital research assistant that never sleeps.
Imagine CarePaths sets up a task to scan the web every 24 hours for new trends in teletherapy regulations, or maybe breakthroughs in addiction specialty treatment.
And then what happens?
The API synthesizes all that into a briefing document or, and here's the kicker, a weekly industry update podcast.
That is huge. They could offer a CarePaths weekly brief to their users without having to hire a team of analysts.
It also allows for newsjacking.
I love that term, but it sounds a little aggressive. What does it mean in this context?
It's about speed. Let's say a massive new HIPAA regulation drops at 9:00 a.m. on a Tuesday.
Okay. Normally, a human marketing team would need a meeting. Then a writer drafts a blog. Then legal has to review it. Then they record a video. It's out by... what, Friday?
If they're lucky. With real-time generation, the API detects the trend at 9:05 a.m. It cross-references the official government ruling. It drafts a script breaking down what this means for your private practice. It produces a podcast episode and a video. By 9:30 a.m., CarePaths has the update in their users' inboxes.
That is a serious competitive advantage. They become the primary source of truth.
Exactly. They aren't just the software vendor anymore. They are the news source. That builds incredibly deep loyalty.
Now, CarePaths says on their site they serve training clinics and diverse populations, and the web is global. How does auto content help them reach people who might not speak English?
Accessibility is a major feature here. The API supports over 50 languages. This allows for instant globalization.
So they can take that measurement-based care guide and just flip it into Spanish or Chinese or Hindi.
Instantly. And think about the total addressable market, or TAM. By translating their marketing and educational materials, they multiply their potential audience without hiring local content teams for every single language.
That's a game changer for scaling. And speaking of voices, there was one more feature that felt a bit sci-fi, but also totally practical. Voice cloning.
Yes, the voice cloning endpoint. It allows you to clone a specific voice, say the CEO of CarePaths.
So the CEO just records one sample and then...
And then the marketing team can generate personalized CEO updates or welcome messages for new users in the CEO's own voice. It scales the personal touch. You get the authenticity of the leader without demanding their time for every single recording session.
It sounds like magic, but let's talk about the nuts and bolts for a second. How does a company like CarePaths actually plug this in? Do they need a team of coders?
Ideally, yes, but not necessarily. Since CarePaths is an EHR, they are a tech company. The API-first nature of auto content is a perfect fit for their developers. It works with Python, Node.js, standard REST protocols. It's designed to run headless, meaning in the background, without a human clicking buttons.
But what if their marketing team isn't technical?
The source highlights integration with no-code tools like Make.com and Zapier. And this is where the workflow automation gets really powerful.
Give me an example of a workflow.
Okay, trigger. CarePaths releases a new feature update on their blog. Action. Make.com detects the new RSS feed item. It sends that URL to the Auto Content API.
And the output.
The API generates a podcast episode about the update, an explainer video for the help center, and maybe three vertical video shorts for social media. The result is omnichannel ubiquity with zero human intervention after the initial setup.
That is the definition of efficiency. And we touched on the cost earlier, the €4. But can we break down the pricing tiers? Because affordable is one of CarePath's key values.
The pricing model is credit-based, which aligns well with scalability. They have an amateur tier at €24 a month, up to a business tier at €108 a month, which gives you 10,000 credits.
And to put that in perspective for me?
For the price of roughly 1 hour of a freelancer's time, they can purchase enough credits to run a daily podcast for an entire month.
That is staggering. It really changes the math.
It does. It moves content production from a high-cost, inconsistent project to a low-cost, predictable infrastructure. It allows them to target long-tail keywords, those niche topics that wouldn't be worth spending $500 on a video for, but are definitely worth euro.
So what does this all mean? We've looked at the bottleneck, the solution, the different formats, video, audio, text.
It means that for a company like CarePaths, the goal isn't just to make content faster. It's to change the economics of their growth. It allows them to be everywhere their clinicians are, Spotify, YouTube, Google search, simultaneously.
It's about being present. But I want to spend our last few minutes on something you alluded to earlier, the agentic web. This sounds huge, but it also sounds a bit abstract. Break it down for me. Why should CarePaths care about agents?
This is probably the most critical part of the entire discussion. We are shifting from an era where humans read the web to an era where AI agents read the web to answer our questions.
Okay, so when I ask ChatGPT a question, it's an agent doing the reading.
Exactly. And here's the problem. Humans like pretty websites with nice layouts. AI agents, they hate that. They want structure. They want text, transcripts, a clear data hierarchy.
So if CarePaths has all their info locked in a 30-minute video with no captions and no transcript, they are basically invisible to the AI.
Pretty much, yeah. But by using auto content, they aren't just making a video. They are generating a structured script, a transcript, and a summary. They are creating the metadata that the AI agents absolutely crave.
So by automating today, they are actually optimizing for the AI search engines of tomorrow, like Google's search generative experience.
Precisely. If a therapist asks an AI, what represents the best value for a behavioral health EHR? The AI is going to pull from the sources that are easiest for it to read and verify. If CarePaths uses auto content to flood the web with structured, verified, text-backed content, they are training the AI to recommend them.
That is a powerful place to land. It's not just about filling the feed today. It's about being the answer provided by the AI tomorrow.
Couldn't have said it better. It's future-proofing the brand's entire knowledge base.
Well, to our listener, I want you to think about your own workflow. Whether you're in healthcare or not, what would your version of a content engine look like if you could decouple the idea from the execution? Something to chew on. Thanks for diving in with us today.
It was a pleasure.
See you on the next deep dive.